the beat, waxing down my body. But I had to take a tinsel, so I went to the party. But I saw you standing there, playing with your hair. That's how I knew it.
Girl,
you're a girl for
girl.
Girl,
girl,
you're a girl.
Girl,
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 you're a girl.
Girl,
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 you're a girl.
Girl, girl.
And I knew you were pretty, cause I thought you were hot. So I'm moving for the kill, baby, ready or not. I said you're a fine cutie from your head down to your boot.
That's right.
And you said it to me.
Guys, Oswald Urban Radio. We're live tonight. I got a few important announcements to make coming up here very soon. This is Tool, Schism. I see we have a few more rolling into the channel. Yes, we will have a few announcements here coming up in about 5 minutes. Be right back.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
From the Apex Twin from JamAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Greetings. What's going on? It is Oswald, and you are listening live to Urban Radio. No, not the Thursday. No, not the Friday. The Sunday edition. So why did we call everybody here for this Sunday edition? Because we have some good news. Finally, some good news for the community. We're quitting. No, actually, we're not quitting. We're actually going to release beta 2.4, and we are going to give you the date and a few of the details this evening. We will also be posting all this information up on the website either late tonight or early tomorrow morning. Depends on when I get around to it. If you want to call this a rumor for now, feel free, but we will be making it official once it goes up on the website. So, with that said, how about we play some music, right? How about we go to the Coin Bird? What's the Coin Bird say?
Coin Bird says he wants some coins.
Yeah, that's right. And he also wants a release date. And that release date for Beta 2.4 will be this coming Friday, February 8th. We will be setting the time later on during the week. Chances are it's probably going to probably going to happen about the same time the radio show usually starts, which I would say is either 1 or 2 o'clock Pacific time, which is either 21 or 2200 Greenwich Mean Time. So, yeah, Beta 2.4 is almost out. So you can take that and do with it what you want, and hopefully I'm drawing more listeners than the football game is, right? But, yeah, we will have all the files available for you on Friday. And I know many of you have been looking forward to that. I know we have been looking forward to finally finishing it and zipping it up, putting it together, packaging it, and giving it out. With that said, I will take a few questions here. We got quite a few of the guys on the team hanging out in the development channel. And, yeah. Let me play one song. I got to take care of one thing here, and I'll be right back. This is Blacken from Metallica. Alrighty. What's a radio show without Metallica? That was Blackened. And if you're just tuning in, yes, it is official. We have made our release announcement. Beta 2.4 will be available starting Friday, February 8th. We will post the time and the rest of the information later on this week. Once we set the time, as I said, I believe it's going to be around 1 or 2 p.m. Pacific, 21 or 22 GMT. As I said, we still have a few details to work out. We're finalizing basically the servers, FTP sites, basically everything for the mod here the rest of the week, and you guys will be able to download it on Friday. And I believe we'll actually have a couple servers that'll already be running 2.4, so you won't have to wait for all the admins to get up and upgrade their servers. And that beeping was me deleting one of those pointer links on ICQ. So other than that, as I said, I can run down a few things here quick. Most of them you have heard before because I know we have talked about them previously on other shows. For example, let me pull it up here. For example, Beta 2.4, as we said, we will have some other information we will be giving out on the forums. I believe we'll also include it in a README file. But we do have some new features, some modification, and some bug fixes for Beta 2.4. We have the new non-laggy smoke grenades. We have shown quite a few pictures of those off on the website. Colored for team games and non-colored for non-team games. So blue team will get the blue grenades, the red team will get the red grenades, and once you pick up the opposing team's grenades, they turn your color. It's magic. Don't ask me how they do it. They're coders. We also have a new volumetric laser sight, which you can see, and I know we have shown pictures of those in fog, water, and smoke. To go along with the laser sight, we have a new laser dot effect. Kind of cool. Why would I delete porn? Because I don't need any more. That's why. We have a new arming mode called Instant Arm for the grenades. Instead of waiting 2.5 seconds for your grenade to go off when you throw it, you hit the Alt Fire key and the timer starts. Once the timer starts, you better throw it or you're going to be minus an arm. That's kind of a cool thing, too. As we said, snipers will now be a little bit more inaccurate when unzoomed, for obvious reasons. We have locked and limited a number of the potential cheat CVARs out there. This is basically an untouchable. We will not change these, nor will we we won't change them. No matter what community says, these are here to stay, and we won't change them. You got that? Teammates can now smother grenades, basically crouch on top of them and save team members. So if you're elite and want to take one for the team, hop on a grenade. I heard Barbecue did that last week in Rommel, but I can't confirm that. We haven't heard from him yet. We also have new improved blood effects. Darker blood, it doesn't look like bubblegum when you get hit now. We have also implemented a Quake 2 style scoring system for Capture the Flag. You will now get points depending on what you do. Fragging the flag carrier, defending the flag, capturing things like that, you will now be rewarded for your achievements. That should bring a much-needed boost to CTF, we believe, and hopefully we'll see some new CTF servers pop up and start playing. We've implemented a new medic icon, so when you, as the gamer, are injured and call for a medic, you will have a symbol that flashes red and yellow above your head to identify you need medical attention. Then a sexy little nurse in a white skirt will come out, and no, she won't do that, sorry. That's the Terabot 3000, but unfortunately we have not coded that in yet, so just have to wait. And finally, we've updated the user interface for when selecting team skins. Team skins will now be assigned depending on which team you're on, be it the red team or the blue team. We have 6 sets of skins. 3 of those sets are going to be for the blue team, 3 are going to be for the red team. And that should help a little bit when it comes down to helping to identify who's on your team. And as we said, if you don't like the armbands, they are a toggle item, and you can toggle them off. And what else do we have? That's about it for the new features. I think I may have a few others to add to this list I got from the coding group. As for the modifications, we've increased the duration of the flash grenade effect. It will affect you longer now. Hopefully it'll become a little bit more useful. Bob eating a ferret. Yes, Bob, we did release announce the release date. That'll be February 8th, this coming Friday. And who else did I have to give a shout-out to? DF Kane, I believe. Wanted me to pimp his clan. So what's up, Kane? On with the modifications. We've also decreased the spaz damage and the effective range. No longer will you be able to stand on one side of Riyadh and take your spaz 12 and hit someone across the map with it. It won't work. It's now a very strong secondary weapon. I doubt you'll see many gamers using it as a primary, so check that out when it's released. We've also increased the M4 spread over distance. I guess that's somewhat of a balance issue. Seems to be that the arguments on both sides of the fences for the M4, we did feel it was a bit too accurate at a distance. If you want to be accurate at a distance, then use the G36. That's what it's there for. And also to add to that, we will have the AK-103 debuting in Beta 3, not Beta 2.4. There was some talk about that we said 2.4. That's not the case. It's going to be Beta 3 for all the new weapons. What else do we have here? As I spoke about on the features, crouching now reduces grenade damage a little bit less, so don't sit on grenades. It will ruin your day. One thing we are still playing with to some effect are the night vision goggles. After some testing with the quality assurance team this weekend, we've had a few issues, and Sweet Nuts coders are working on that effect still. It is different than the current implementation of the goggles. We are looking at trying to improve that. We'll see what happens. We know if the QA team is questioning, we know you guys will question them, so hang in there. We'll see what becomes of the NVGs, but right now it's still a little bit up in the air. We will have it nailed by Friday, no worries. We've also improved the weapon sounds thanks to our Mix Master Barbecue. And finally, we have some new and improved impact decals. Sweet Nuts has done a pretty kick-ass job on the decals. Yeah, I mean, I would rather miss and hit the walls, hit the floor, hit the ground, because the decals for the bullet impact areas are pretty cool looking, especially when you add one of the surface tags to it. It looks really cool. So they did a good job on that. And as we have mentioned before, we have been spending a lot of time in the map, Rommel, not only testing the mod, but testing Barbecue's map. With help from Blade Killer. And I know she'll say she didn't help, but yes, Blade, you did help quite a bit. I know somebody asked me this earlier, the smoke grenades. No, they will not be laggy. We have changed them up a little bit from their previous implementation, but no, they will not be laggy. If so, I can give you 27's email and you can talk to him. Just kidding, 27. I know you're not here. And some of the bug fixes. We have fixed a bug that lets spectators trigger some entities. Some particles were spawning in the wrong positions, and those have also been fixed. CTF was occasionally reporting the incorrect team flag being returned. The chopper in Sands, in UT Sands by Energizer, is now a smooth ride. No longer do you need to worry about getting bounced out of the helicopter or stuck in the wall. I believe there is still somewhat of an issue with trying to throw a grenade out there, but if you're throwing grenades from up there, you don't belong to be in the helicopter. So don't throw grenades. You don't know where that thing might land.
Coinbird says he wants some coins.
Coinbird says he wants some coins. Isn't that a cool clip? I love that clip. And you actually may hear that in 2-4, too. I didn't tell you that. A little birdie did. The coin birdie. What else have we corrected here? As I said, crouching over a grenade will now kill you, but you will save your teammates. So if you're a team player, not an individual, because there's no I in team, hop on a grenade, save your teammates. It's a real blast. Just kidding. Stupid pun, I know. But what can I say? Yeah, I got a Poxel in our development channel saying, yeah, if there's any problems, contact 27. He'll take care of all your problems. And anyways, back to what we were talking about here. We've also improved the knife hit detection a bit. It is now stronger. I don't know if that was really a bug. I know we're still working on one bit of the hit detection on that. That will also be worked out. That's a small niggle. As the Australian coders say, it's a niggle. It's minor. They'll fix it. They fixed a bug that nerfed the kick. There's another Australian term, nerfed. The only thing I remember at nerf as a kid was a football, but nerfed. So no longer is the kick nerfed. Ares has been improved. Accuracy and hit detection are better. So what you aim at, you will hit. Some of the net code has been corrected and fixed by the coding group. We fixed the team bandage exploit that allows you to bandage teammates faster when changing weapons. I think that would fall under the word cheat or exploit. No longer will you be able to do that. We have removed that. Although our testing led us to believe that the current speed of healing is still a bit slow. Yeah, I know there's no keg or I in keg. I wish I had a keg. Anyways, back to the show. As I was saying, the current bandage speed for Beta 2.4 is still a bit slow. We might improve or increase that just a touch. We're not sure yet. But as I said, if the QA team is bringing it to our attention, we know you guys will bring it to our attention. So we'd rather have 8-9 guys bring it to our attention than a couple thousand guys bring it to our attention. So we will look into that too. We've also fixed the exploit that lets you reload and fire faster. I think many of you know this is the AK or the HK69 bug. But actually, you could reproduce that on any weapon. That will no longer be a valid tactic. Learn how to shoot and get some skills and come back and see us next. With that, I'm going to take a small break, and I will be right back. This is Creed Weathered. I'll give a few shout out here. Matrix. Let's give a shout out to Clan Sis. So from Matrix it says, what's up? What else do we have here? Somebody just asked me, I believe that was Mungo Zen, hit the new exploits. So what the new exploits will be? Sorry, Mungo, we cannot tell you the new exploits. You will just have to find them yourself. Also correcting something I just said here a few minutes ago pertaining to the smoke grenades. I am being told there will be an FPS hit, but not nearly as severe as other mods, a la Counter-Strike. But from our testing, it's really nothing major, even if you're throwing 4 and 5 smoke grenades for whatever reason. So keep that in mind. I'm beeping. I know I'm beeping. Oh... somebody wants to know if the spas is going to stop lagging people. I didn't know the spas lag people. We have tweaked it, so let's say no, the spas will stop lagging people. Yeah. The sniper rifles, we just touched on that. The sniper rifles will be a bit less accurate when unzoomed. Big Wheela Kittipila from Clan Phoenix, who we did a clan focus on here a few weeks back, is a shout-out to his homies on Clan Phoenix. So, what's happening, guys? Thanks for all the support up to this point. And if anyone who... I guess Barbecue says 17-3 Patriots. Cool. I was just about to ask that. As you can tell, I really don't care who wins the football game. Ezekiel would like me to give a shout-out to Clan X because he says Max own you. So props for the Max and props for Clan X. Thanks, Ez. Everybody wants to know why they think I'm stoned. I am not stoned, nor am I drinking. So this is how I sound day in and day out. This is just me, the Oswald man. So no, I'm not stoned. Sorry. Battlebum wants to know why we aren't going to release Beta 2.4 now. Dude, we are not ready to release it now. We said Friday. Friday it is. So hang in there. All right, we're back. That was a little Creed weather. It is. I was talking on top of it. Back to some of the changes here. We're almost finished with these here. As I said, we did have some improved net code. We have fixed the exploits for both the healing and the reloading. We fixed the bug that was causing the CTF flags to disappear in a no-drop zone like the water in Paradise. You can now shoot timed-out players, you know, the gamers who get stuck with a 999 in their ping. You can now shoot them, rob them blind, and, you know, abuse them. Kind of cool. Drop grenades are no longer removed if you can't pick them up, so they will remain there if you run over them. And that's if you're carrying two grenades. Somebody else asked on the forums, I remember this, that how many grenades, smoke grenades you get. You get two smoke grenades, just like you get two HE or two flash grenades. And we fixed the 1.31 point release intermittent freezing bug with Beta 2.4, so that should be a thing of the past. We've made team survivor spawn points a bit more random. We've fixed a small bug that was preventing item changes after respawn on some maps. Can't read my own writing here. And finally, we prevented player corpses from kicking live ones, so no longer will the dead kick your ass. It's kind of a good thing, isn't it? The rest of the information I have here, I think I do want to save, or else I'll have nothing to talk about on Friday. As I said, it won't be a full show. It'll probably be, I'm guessing, 45 minutes to an hour before we actually release the map or the FTP sites on the radio show. We do have some stuff to go over, sort of to give props to the people who made everything possible here. Talked to a couple of guys and Blake Killer on Siliconized Development. Maybe check in with Epoxel and got a BKD who used to code for Urban Terror. Epoxel, as you know, is now working at Raven Software. And got a BKD has his own little upstart, supercars.net, with about a million views a day. So go check that out if you can. Until that time, we can pimp the Pro Ball because Urban Terror guys have been playing a lot of Pro Ball recently. Great mod, again, coded by Epoxel. With that said, trying to run through some questions here. God, man, I don't even know who half these people are here. Shoot. Wiz would like me to give a shout-out to all the guys at Radio ITG. Used to have a Saturday show there when Blanks had it up and running, and hopefully I can return to Radio ITG and play the best of the 80s music. If you weren't around in the 80s and... Sorry. Oh, my God, I'm getting too many private messages here. I can't keep up. Name correction for the show. Never mind. As I said, yeah, great, Bob. I can't find your PM. What else do we have? Well, let me sort through a few questions here. I'm going to play one more song, and we'll probably end this up in 30 minutes or so. How about we... We already played Metallica, didn't we? What do you want to hear? And by the time you say what you want to hear, I'm already playing something. So you know what? It really doesn't matter. This will do you for a few minutes. The Beastie Boys, Sabotage. Alrighty, we're back. Little Beastie Boys, Sabotage. I see Battle Bum wants to hear Girl, Girl by Sexy Boulevard. Sorry, bro. We already played them. Okay, getting back to a few questions here now that I have them sorted through. Creep from XP Clan Xenophobe wants to know if extended clips will be available. Right now, we do not. We have not even really finalized any sort of list for Beta 3. No, they will not be included in Beta 2. Mimnock. I'm gonna butcher some of these names, huh? From Clan Phoenix. Just gonna give a shout out to Clan Xenophobe. And I think that's about all he wanted to say. But he says they support the release, and he says a lot of people are going to be lame and dislike it, but he says P. Phoenix and Xenophobe will be supporting us. Thanks for the support, guys. Not that. That message is not for you guys. It's one of those. It's a private message for me. Mr. Nice Guy wants to know if we made the headshots harder. Well, as I said, we have increased the damage area on the M4. So headshots will not be as prevalent at a long distance in 2-4 as they are now in 2-3. So you'll probably see, a slight decrease. Mav would like me to give a shout-out to Mungo's in for team killing him the other day. So, Mungo, watch where you point that thing. 27, Coder from Silicon Ice. An Australian would like me to give a shout out to all Invader Zim fans out there. Urban Star wants to give a shout out to all the people who play on Enema and Protosac CTF servers run by the guys over at Linuxwares. Good servers. I play on them all the time. Good group of guys. HSE Source, he says he wants to know, will the guns do more damage from close up instead of far away? As we said, the only things that have been modified and tweaked in Beta 2.4 have been the M4 and the SPAs. Everything else is unchanged. And finally, Matrix, he has a question. It says, when you kick someone, they shouldn't die. They should get hurt but not die. And that's currently how it works. I believe you can kick somebody 3, maybe 4 times and they'll die. But if you kick them once, no, they won't die. So it's all good. It's all good. Rustbear wants to know where the exploding monkey has been included in 2.4. Well, that's an Easter egg, and Easter eggs are meant to be found. We're the bunny. We hide the eggs. You find them. Silent Knight wants to know, do you just get the smoke grenades, or are they like the other nades and are optional? Yes, they are optional. They will be listed in the items or in the grenade section along with the HE grenades and the flashbang. So if you want them, you can choose them. Also, another note on that, for those who set up their loadout with the letters, the corresponding letters, that has also changed for 2.4. So if you have a special setup, say you have an M4 or SPAS, now there's something we don't see, a Desert Eagle, a Kevlar vest, and a laser sight, and knives, it has changed, so you won't have that setup you have in your config file will not work with 2.4. The letters have changed, and they now are different with the addition of the smoke grenade. So we'll get you new information on that so you can update your config files. Music request. No, tonight's my music. You get your music on Friday. Tonight's my music. Sorry. Fusion from Clan Ill. Oh, just wants to be pimped. He says, keep pimping shit for other people. Why not pimp something from your own opinion too? Like what you think is going well in the community and stuff. Well, right now I think everything's, going well in the community. I think it was a good time for us to announce our release and actually set a date. I don't want to say you guys were getting impatient, but you were. We know that. I mean, when you're seeing 4 and 5 questions, an hour, when's 2-4 coming out? When's 2-4? But I think the support from the community has been excellent. I think the team will agree with that too. That you know, why we make the mod, you guys are the ones who actually support and play the mod. And without you, I mean, the mod is just another realism mod. I think we do have the best Realism mod for Quake 3 going, and possibly the best mod for Quake 3, depending on who you ask. So I do think that is going in our favor as well. I know a lot of people have been talking about Urban Terror going retail. There is no truth to that. There was a minor opportunity during QuakeCon. Robert Duffy approached us, talked with us for a few minutes, and said he would get back to us. Unfortunately, the time frame they were looking at and the deadline dates they had set, it just wouldn't work. So amateur development teams like us, like the Quake 3 guys, OSP, or Orange Smoothie, Rocket Arena, unfortunately, none of those made it into any sort of a retail box like they had for Quake 2 and the Extremities pack. Yes, I have read all those threads that said Strike Force, or is it Strike Force or Unreal? Yeah, Strike Force went retail this week. Oh, sorry, Tac Ops. My bad. Tac Ops went retail from Infogrames. Grams? Whatever it is. Right now, no. As I said, we don't have any plans on going retail. Mav wants to know, is a netcode tweaked for people on slower connections? He says, also give a shout-out to MungoZen for killing him again. Yes, we have improved the netcode, and we think you will see a difference. Not only for low-ping guys, but for high-ping guys. Bobo the Dancing Ferret wants to know how long corpses will stay on the ground by default. I don't have that figure offhand. I know you can tweak that in the server config file. There is a setting, there is a variable there that you can tweak. I don't remember if it was actually set to the number of dead bodies or if it was a time feature on there. I'd have to check. Like I said, I don't remember offhand. And he also wants to give a shout-out to the peeps on the Anima Terror server. Who else? Oh, Mungo Sin brings up a good point. He says, does this mean that the new website will launch on Friday? As we have it planned, yes, the new website and new forums, thank God, will launch this Friday. Jake is working on some of the graphics, and Bass is doing a lot of the back-end work. I guess that didn't sound right, huh? Bass is doing a lot of the back-end work. But he is. He's doing a lot of coding for the back-end stuff. So we'll hopefully have that all up and running on Friday. Mr. Nice Guy would like to give a shout-out to his mommy. Hey, Mom, what's up? Are you a MILF? Matrix follows up his question saying, will we die or get hurt when kicked? Well, initially you get hurt. If you get kicked too many times, then you'll die. Come on. Get with it. The Saint wants me to give a shout out to everyone in the UT world, especially the coders. This game rocks, dude. Tell the boys to keep up the work. So that's a shout out for Silicon Ice. As I said, this is one hell of a team. I don't think there's any one of them who could not hold a job in the gaming industry. They're all very talented, have special talents, and it's just great to work with them all. We'll have more shout outs from them this Friday. Battlebum, I've already talked about the kicking. Sorry. More kicking questions. You guys all want to know about kicking. It's like the knife. Do we really use it that much? No. Spawn from House Valhalla. I don't know why he put Valhalla. Valhalla would like to give a shout-out to his clan for keeping Urban Terror up in front on the European scene. And we do thank you for that. We know we do have quite a few gamers from around the world. It seems the international support is quite impressive, not only from Europe, but I have received quite a bit of information from places like South Africa, Portugal, Germany, even over in Japan, surprisingly enough. So it's kind of cool. What else? What else do you want to know? Silent Knight's asking about the Master Server Friday. I know it's up running and it is reporting. I'm assuming it's going to be good to go. Jun Tao from Clan Phoenix says, you, me, and a bucket of chicken. Actually, it's barbecue. He's the one into the chicken, so you may talk to him because he knows what hot tastes like. And if he didn't get that joke, then you had to listen to his answer about the chicken wings from Hooters last week. Sorry. Mungo, in response to Mav, says, tell that bitch Mav that if he ever wants to hide like a llama and waste mine and everybody else's time, then he deserves to be TK'd. So, Mav, I will not take another shout-out from you. So, That said, one more song, we'll wrap it up, and I'll get updating the website so you guys can get to more details on what's going to be happening this week. This is Power Man, Power Man 5000, When Worlds Collide. Worlds are going to collide when we release Beta 2.4 this week. Alright, we're back. Little Power Man for your Sunday night loving. A few more questions, we'll wrap it up, and I'll get my butt updating the website for everybody here. Another question coming in from Creep from Clan Xenophobe wants to know if there's be a punch or some sort of a an action to hit a gamer in the back of the head with a gun. No, nothing like that at the moment. If we do, Beta 3. Right now we have not really started looking into that. Source wants to know, will guns do more damage from up close instead of far away? Do bullets accelerate or they slow down? I'd have to check with the coders. I don't believe we finished implementing that. I know Ian was working on that code. I don't believe that's implemented. I think that was moved to Beta 3. Ace from Clan Boss wants me to give a shout-out to Battlebum. And he wants to know if the pistols are going to have any change in them. For Beta 2.4, no, they are not. No change in the pistols. Yeah. Like I said, I don't pronounce everybody's name right on here. I don't know. All these people are sending me nasty messages. Sorry if I screw your name up. Oh, that's not for you guys either. Do you think the game is better in 2.4 than in 2.3? Yes. Actually, the entire development team thinks Beta 2.4 is better than 2.3. Why is that? That's because there's just a lot of things that needed fixing in 2.3. Things that I don't want to really say we put off fixing, But things that we're not going to fix and then come back 2 weeks later, fix again and release. That's one reason we delayed our release date for beta 2.4. So we wanted to get all the problems fixed in one release and not have to do what we did from 2.0 to 2.1 to 2.2. I think if some of you remember that, I think those three betas came within 3 weeks of each other, and beta 2.1 and 2.2 came out within days of each other, like 5 days. So, yeah, we do think the game is better. I know Blade Killer says it all the time. She says, I don't know. I can't go back and play 2.3. I'm spoiled with beta 2.4. So if Blade's saying it's all good, it's all good. And you know who else is saying it's all good?
Coinbird says he wants some coins.
That's right. The mighty, mighty Coinbird says he wants some coins and that beta 2.4 is the bomb. So, yes. Spawn, no, the Coinbird will not be a radio command. We know what happens when we put radio commands like that, even hidden ones, like the Foghorn. Raise your hand if you remember the Foghorn from Blanks over at Radio ITG. He had the Foghorn, and it got abused, so we had to take it out. That was a Poxel's baby. He put that in there. Some of these people who keep asking me the same questions over and over, I guess they didn't listen. Sorry, I'm not going to answer them again. Yeah, like you. All right. Well, I got two or three more songs to play for you, and we'll get out of here. New radio commands for 2.4? No new radio commands. Trinity's asking, how large will the download be? Well, the four pack files we have now, I think, equate to about 28 megabytes. But, no, it should be about 10 megabytes once it's all said and done. And we also got word from Battle Cow. I'm sure many of you know Battle Cow from the map Docks and from the map Uptown. He is going to try to get Docks and Uptown updated for Beta 2.4. No guarantee that it'll get in. We are running up against our deadline. So, if it gets in, great. If not, as I said, we will be releasing a map pack after the release of Beta 2.4. So you can look forward to that. We also have a couple other maps from Beta 2.3, Beta 2 that we are updating. I won't tell you which ones. It'll be most of them. We will be updating all of them for Beta 3 and be using the new Q3 map from Yidnar. That'll further gray that line between light map and Vertex, so we don't have to worry about that. And also something the coders brought to my attention that I had been talking about that was not implemented. I had made mention early on that we were going to be able to lock light map only servers. That's not the case. We did not finish that code, so we left everything status quo. Light map and Vertex, so it's basically up to the gamer. So don't expect to be able to play light map servers only. As I said, we did not finish that. Carnage from NCG is asking for underwater guns. And he says, make the others not fire underwater. Well, it is fun over realism, even though I'm sure most guns in the real world would probably jam up underwater. Ours will continue to fire. So we're going to keep that as is right now. Okay, I don't have to read that one. I think that's about it. It's almost top of the hour here, and my good Fox for Sunday Night TV starts here in a few minutes. Get away from the little X-Files. Oh, and 27 in a last-ditch effort says he wanted me to mention that there will be a full installer for Beta 2.4 for Windows. I got somebody to do a Linux Tarbell for us, and I am working on the Mac installer too, so it will be available in a full download, which will probably run, I would guess, about 140 megabytes, or it'll be as an update file for approximately 10 megabytes. And as I said, Beta 3, we can already look a little forward to Beta 3, but Beta 3 will be an all-new release. You will have to download every file again. Illfusion wants to ask, what's my favorite part of Beta 2.4? Just because I think it's a new item, I think the smoke grenades are probably the coolest thing. I don't know, laser sight's pretty pimp. It's pretty cool when you throw a grenade, you start walking through the smoke, and you see all these lasers from the laser sights going off. That's kind of cool. So laser sights are real pimp. The skins are actually quite impressive. Blades touched them up a bit. She's done a little work on them, and the detail, the features on them are now a little bit more pronounced. I'm sure you'll see what we mean once it's released. Oh, all right. With that, I'm going to put an end to the show here. If you want any more questions answered, feel free to send me a private message. I will be on here for about the next 2 hours before I head off to work. I got a couple songs here. Once you hear the exit by Sweet Nuts, the radio show's over, and we will talk to you again Friday. Thanks for listening. This is Oswald, Urban Radio. We will be back on Friday. All right, one last quick shout-out from Urban Ump to Clan Boss. He wanted me to pimp him. So, guys, you have been pimped. And since so many requested it, here's Girl, You're a Girl, again by Sexy Boulevard.
Girl, you're a girl.
And I knew you.
were pretty, cause I thought you were hot. So I'm looking for the kill, baby, ready or not. I said, you're a fine cutie from your head down to your boot.
That's why
he said to me, I know.
Girl,
you're a girl,
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 girl, girl,
girl,
girl, girl,
girl,
girl,
girl,
girl,
girl,
girl,
girl, girl,
girl, girl,
girl. I know you all know what this song means. Little Spanish flea.
That's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.